Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'm back in the saddle again, fresh back from Hardin, Montana, the scene of a bizarre paramilitary group taking over the gigantic detention center, driving around in Hardin police cars, though the city doesn't have a police department. But the local constabulary says they don't care if the guy's a convicted felon or a known con artist with warrants out in multiple states. They love him. And the bad person is Alex Jones. That's what the local Bighorn paper says. Then they lie and do a straw man attack and say a bunch of things I didn't say. But this is an example of people wedded to corruption. And it's a great microcosm of the rest of our country and the world. And I talked some about this yesterday, but I really, really want to get into more detail today about what's happening there, because it just illustrates how our entire economy is being converted from one of manufacturing and intellectual property and ideas and art and literature to one of pot-bellied thugs in uniforms literally parasiting off of the entire public. I also want to talk about the warmongering of Barack H. Obama and how the Pentagon is playing this little psyop, giving him left cover. We'll cut through the matrix, through the propaganda on that front today. Also, they're telling us on all the different financial programs that this is the new system. They're telling us, yes, this is a jobless recovery where you lose your job, but the central banks get even richer, and so the economy is just wonderful because we all live in America, America. It's wunderbar. In fact, will you guys pull up Rammstein, Living in America? I think I want to play that sometime today, Rammstein, Living in America. You can pull up the video on YouTube if you want to get it there. But that is just some of what we're going to be going over today. Also, great job to the producers in there. We have Lisa Snyder joining us. Remember a few weeks ago, mom ordered to stop babysitting friends' kids. She'd have them over for breakfast a few times a week, just like my mom would do. Sometimes the neighbors would have me over for breakfast. I remember I'd go over to the next-door neighbors, the Crows sometimes, and have oatmeal and scrambled eggs. And I liked it because they dumped so much sugar and butter on the oatmeal more than my mother did. I could get Captain Crunch over there. She wouldn't let me eat Captain Crunch. Not anymore. You don't have free association in America. The government is going to run every facet of your life. And by the way, it's not just America. It's in Canada, Australia, and England, and Germany. Same rules, same time, same global government. We'll tell you what's behind that. Because I meant to get to the kicker on this yesterday. I didn't. How it ties into Obama saying, I want all of you to go to church year-round. Obama says year-round school for everyone. And then how that also dovetails with $100,000 fines if you sell any recalled products at a bazaar or your business or your garage sale. Doesn't matter if there's over 100,000 things on the list. They've got a handbook you're supposed to all read. You now work for the government. You see, they can't get enough money writing tickets on the highway. They can't get enough money claiming you cheated on your taxes when you self-incriminate filling out the tax forms. So they're making all activity illegal. Everything. Not just spanking your kids, yelling at them. Don't run out in the street. There's cases where a neighbor sees somebody scream at their kid, get out of the street! I'm sorry, we're taking your child to a government rape room. They always talk about Saddam and his imaginary rape rooms. Well, here in the United States, five times more likely in CPS to be raped or abused than any place else. That's why they run the kids, because they're pedophiles. They like to rape children. We'll be right back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're all living in America. America.
We are known as the global mark. What is a mark? That's the person a con artist picks out to scam. And that's what's happened. And the American people have been trained to accept corruption, to rationalize it, and to go along with it. And so there's been a type of mass psychosis that has taken place where the people will put up with anything, anytime, anywhere, because they have no respect for themselves. And in many cases, they actually love the oppression. They defend the oppression. They defend the lies. They love the lies. And I want to speak about that today, just briefly recapping. A little over a week ago, we saw reports in the local news of a shadowy Serb national coming in and taking over a detention facility that had been built and is going to be backed up by the taxpayers of the community when they're arrested and put in the facility. And when they expand and pay for the local police force to fill the giant 450-plus bed facility. And the shadowy individual came into town with black Mercedes SUVs with hardened police decal on the side and with other decals on the front of the vehicle saying hardened police. And then it turned out that, yes, the local Two Rivers Authority, the parasite authority, most towns and counties have them. We've got the LCRA here in Texas hired its own SWAT teams. Why not? They got a badge. They got guns. People bow before them. Notoriously corrupt. And they wanted somebody to operate the jail. And so they brought this individual in. And even when it came out on Wednesday, now we'd already reported that here on Monday and Tuesday, but Steve Quayle had here on this show, but it was the front page of the Billings Gazette. But the local paper, the Bighorn, just basically said, so what? It came out he was a 14-time felon just from one round of different grand theft. And he had all these other convictions and all these other millions and millions of dollars and multiple states and civil judgments against him for all sorts of fraud and scams. I mean, this is a big-time con artist. Big-time loan operator. And now it's come out that American police force wasn't working with Blackwater. Blackwater's threatened to sue him, saying, take that off your site, that you run our training center. That's not true. Three other big mercenary groups are saying, we don't even know this guy, or yes, we met with him once. And it'd be easy for me to get up here and say, oh, see, the preliminary reports were accurate. He does have connections to all these mercenary groups, and it is like Jericho, where the private mercs are taking over the western states, and oh my gosh, and you know, they were going to make it a FEMA camp. They did want it to hold Guantanamo prisoners, and they are going to build, they said, a $17 million international mercenary training center, and they did go and talk to different mercenary groups about coming there, and some showed interest. But it's the constant, continual, classic con artist move to get legitimate people and groups talking to you so you can use their name. And they got an Iranian lawyer to be their, quote, chief counsel. And they got the Two Rivers group to sign contracts with them. But they've paid a few locals to be their PR people, and they've paid some cleaning crews to clean out the jail. It's been sitting empty for 2 years, never filled since it was built. But other than that, it's a complete smoke and mirrors job. But here's the big issue. You talk to the locals from surrounding towns in Hardin, the common people, and they say, yeah, they want to fill the jail with us. The local boss hogs that run this town are all getting jobs there, and that's been announced, people running for mayor and others. Local reporters are being hired. They're all going to basically feed on the town and tax and regulate and control us and feed off of us. as we've seen with many other towns and detention centers they build, where they grab you and arrest you and throw away the key and raise all these new taxes and squeeze you into oblivion. That's their idea of economic development. That is the way this country's going. Can't get your tuition paid for to be a doctor or a lawyer or a school teacher or an engineer, but you can get it paid for. You can get a scholarship to be part of Homeland Security. But when you talk to the local mayoral candidates, and when you talk to the city council, when you talk to the sheriff's department, and when you talk to all the good old boys on Main Street, they will run up and assault you. The former head of the Two Rivers facility, Mr. Smith, ran out of the shadows and attacked Aaron Dyke, shoved him, pushed him on video, because Aaron was out getting some shots of the town. This guy comes running out of the on Main Street and shoves him and says, what are you doing with that camera? Then we get in his face and say, hey, the FBI is investigating you. You're in a lot of trouble. You better come clean that you got conned by Hilton. Or are you involved with him? Do you know he's a con artist? And he ran off. But when you we walked into the sheriff's department, and they started saying, you're not allowed to have cameras in here. So we turned our cameras off. And then the lady behind the counter says, we don't like people from out of town coming in here trying to tell us what to do. This town was great till you came here, Mr. Jones, and we just love the captain. So it's very sick, and I guess Sheriff Big Hair likes it. That's his name, Sheriff Big Hair. I guess when he was born, they saw somebody outside the teepee that had big hair. But the point is that this is just a cesspit of corruption. And I said, yeah, okay, we're carpetbaggers from Texas to the lady. But I said, this guy's from Serbia, and he came in here with police cars. They weren't even incorporated. And they're like, we don't care. We like him. And then a lady at the pizza place came from behind the counter to basically yell at me and let me know that we don't like people coming into Hardin from out of state or from even from Billings and telling us our business. So why don't you just get out of our town? And she was relishing it. And I said, so you don't care he's a felon? You don't care? She said, no, we like the captain. And I said, so he comes in here in his uniform and eats here, doesn't he? She said, yeah. Bed and breakfast we stayed at. We were there one day. They were nice. They found out who we are. The owner comes in. He says, I ought to call your show and cuss you out. Because, you know, they own the big fat cat bed and breakfast. And I said, let me guess, the captain stays here. And he goes, that's right, he stays here every time he's in town. And I said, does he have foreigners with him like other? He goes, yeah, he's got some Germans and British with him, and he's got some troops, and we like him, and we don't care who. And I said, he's a felon. And they said, you don't have proof of that. And I go, he's an admitted felon. And I said, now people involved, the lawyers involved, others are pulling out. They're saying he doesn't have money. He's making up some shadowy group that's got money because his group tried to register itself down the street from the White House at a mailbox center, but they wouldn't let him. And they said, we don't care. You're not going to tell us what to do. And I said, tell you what to do. You want a convicted felon with a bunch of foreign mercenaries running the prison and arresting locals and putting them in it. And they said, yeah, that's economic development. Now, so, I mean, let's be clear. I almost had the locals carrying me on their shoulders. I mean, they were stopping cars on Main Street, side streets. 90% of the town loved us and hates the local boss hogs and knows what the captain's doing. They're the ones that originally called and warned us. But anybody who owned a business, anybody who was in the in crowd, it's the exact same microcosm of our government, our Congress, and our country. The Federal Reserve, just like the foreigner from Montenegro, he's just like the foreigner from the Balkans. They just waddle in, flash a bunch of money, flash a bunch of fancy, limos, and they take over our society and rob the daylights out of us. I'm going to talk more about it when we get back. Stay with us.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives invested conservatively were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another.
More and more I talk about how living in this modern world that's transitioning from liberty into really serious tyranny is like living in a Twilight Zone episode. And a lot of historians that lived through the Maoist takeover or the Stalinist purges or Hitler's orgies of death and destruction, they talked about how surreal it was to watch people going along with the corruption, to watch people going along with classical tyranny and cheerleading it, enjoying it. Because once you buy into corruption, once you buy into evil, you begin to love it. I remember sitting in Sunday school as a kid, hearing them read Bible verses about lovers of wickedness, lovers of corruption, those that love hurting the innocent, those that love trampling on everything good. And it just seems so ridiculous to me. Who wanted to trample on good things? Who liked evil? Who reveled in fraud and disease? Well, that's the New World Order. I mean, it just, and for good people. I'm not saying those of us that are have an inclination to being good-spirited and nice and loving or perfect. But we at least recognize good and evil. We recognize good from bad. And a lot of people just love evil. They think evil is like cute and fun. It's like they're five-year-olds dumping their food behind the couch. You know, you've told them eat their vegetables, so they run and hide it behind the bookshelf. And it's like they think it's fun or cute or... I don't understand it. I mean, to see the local constabulary, when it came out that the captain, as he's called, this Michael Hilton, one of 17 aliases admitted, arrest warrants all over the country and in a nearby state of Wyoming, a fraudulent art dealer who steals $100,000 silver statues, who makes fake NFL memorabilia and scams people for the investment, that has been convicted over and over again of grand theft, 14-time felon in one case, all these other felonies, DWIs, just, I mean, a rap sheet the size of the Dallas phone book. And then he comes into town. This is what scares me, because I hope this isn't real. I hope he's just a complete con artist. With German mercenaries, British mercenaries, with architects, they say they're going to build a $17 million facility onto it for training international soldiers. They hire the Billings Gazette reporter who was reporting on it. Talk about a conflict of interest, Becky Shea. And in the local news issue, I'm getting on the airplane Saturday morning in Billings, and it's front page, AFP spokesperson fears for safety. And then it says, oh, from Alex Jones, it says, oh, yes, I'm so dangerous. And then it's all about me and how evil I am. And really nothing in there about from her. The paper points out she's using it as a distraction. About the 14-time felon landing in the middle of nowhere, taking over the prison. And it's going to come out that he has none of the investment, that he has none of the money. It's going to come out that he wasn't associated with all these groups, even though he may have met with a few of them. And it won't matter. The local constabulary will still defend it. And that's what all the comments on the Billings Gazette are saying in the news articles. It's front page every day. They're saying, what is going on here? Why are they making this about people overblowing them policing the town? By the way, CBS News had that headline. American police force policing Hardin taking over prison. It turned out they went to city councils and announced they were the police. It turned out he was strutting around in police uniforms. It's confirmed. But that's what the delusional constabulary does. Instead of saying, man, we got conned, or we're being blackmailed, because I guarantee you this guy spread some cash around. That's what con artists like to corrupt key officials and then say, you better do what I say, or I will show what you have done. And so now they're saying, we're keeping American police force. Now the town officials and the Two Rivers Authority officials, the authorities, our gods, our lords, no longer servants, but the officials are saying, oh, Michael Hilton, the captain, no one knows his real name, just 17 aliases that he's been convicted under, he was never part of the company. And they're like, okay, well, who is? Well, all the other officers, the major, this guy from Iran, he says he's not part of it anymore. But they don't care. They're just going to operate under this, and they're going to open the prison, and they're going to start snatching locals and cramming them in it, and they don't care. And why not? Here in Texas, about half the counties just rob you on the side of the highway. The Austin police take your blood without warrants on the side of the highway. I mean, why not? It's lawless government. Any parasite can just open up shop and start robbing people.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Back live, the toll-free number to join us live on air, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. I'm going to be talking more about Montana, the wallowing in evil, the wallowing in corruption. As it comes out, the whole thing's a fraud and a scam. The local constabulary literally defends it, worships it, as if it's even more dear to them because they can't be proven wrong. And they've got a stake in this. And they understand that if they just arrogantly say the fraudulent felon con artist is good, he will now be our police chief. That's the end of it. He will be. And locals will see the badge and the gun and get on their knees. That's how America operates. Land of the cowards, home of the slaves. Land of the brainwashed monkeys. And I'm sorry to have to say that until we realize what we've been turned into. We're not going to get our society back. We'll also talk about the new stimulus. Ah, the banking takeover bill. Give the banks even more money or there'll be another depression. Meanwhile, they're telling us how great the jobless recovery is. A new oxymoron to add to all their other frauds as they tell us water flows uphill. And that if you stand in a bed of fire ants, rubbing them all over you, that they won't sting you. Also, we'll get into the new war. This little mind control op between the Pentagon and Obama, acting like Obama is the peacenik, when he's already increased 20,000 contractors in Afghanistan, 25,000 troops in Afghanistan, a 45,000 increase. He's planning on putting 60,000 in over the next 2 years. But they have the military come out and criticize him to fool the right into supporting an expansion in the war and to fool the left into accepting it. We'll explain how psyops work. And if I hear one more drunk person calling to talk radio, I heard this guy calling to be on the Beltway last night when I was driving home. It comes on News Radio 590 KLBJ after my show, and I was listening to it. And this guy called in, and it was several of them. Same deal. They were drunk. And it was like, I can't believe what a traitor Obama is. Our troops are pinned down under attack, and they need more forces. And I can't believe he's not listening to patrols. And just to watch those fools being played like a violin, like a fiddle. Having no idea what a psyop is. No idea. I was in a Billings bar, the bar / restaurant, eating something Friday night before we got ready to get on the plane and fly back to Austin, covering the Harden story. And there was this guy in a wheelchair in there, and he had a big, giant USA jacket on. The back of his wheelchair said Navy USA. He was wearing an American flag hat. And he was sitting there kind of yelling at the bartender drunk and yelling at the guy next to him. And everybody was kissing up to him and walking over and kind of kissing the ring. And my wife called, so I went outside the restaurant to talk to her because they had music playing in there. And he comes out with his wheelchair, his motorized wheelchair. And he looks at me. He's the commander. I'm the scum. I don't. And he looks at me and eyes me and he says, what do you think about the war? And I said, both parties are controlled and it's big business. And he said, oh, you're one of those anti-Americans, basically. And I said, no, in America, I'm allowed to have my opinion. But I said, you just are kind of in a red rage, feeling powerful. I actually said that later after he started getting real arrogant with me, and he kind of just huffed off angry and went back into the bar to drink some more. Because, see, to them, manhood is the troops. And manhood is doing what the generals say. And manhood is not questioning the government. Because he started arguing with me, and he said, so you don't like the government? And I said, well, the government's controlled by offshore banks, and it's stolen $23.7 trillion. And he said, the government owns the banks now. And I said, no. They loan taxpayer money to them, then the banks loan that money and interest back to the government. It's a scam. And he started arguing with me and getting real loud. And I said, why did you even talk to me? I mean, if you don't want to hear what I have to say. And he said, my son, 3 tours in Iraq. Like basically saying, I'm a god, you're not. You know, I'm a special class. And he said, and let me tell you, our troops are doing good over there. It was his 3rd tour, and this man came out waving his hands, asking for help, and my son would have just mowed him down in the 1st or 2nd tour, but he helped him, and it was a breech birth, and he saved the baby. See, it's this mental illness of all these little specials they have. Oh, the troops saved a dog. Oh, the troops saved a kid. Oh, the troops adopted a dog. Yes, we know there are nice troops over there, but we know the war is illegal and a lie, and Iraq is worse off than it was before. And 3 million Iraqis are displaced, and another 1,300,000 are dead, according to Lancet, the British Medical Society, who's been proven to be very accurate in the last 50 years, gauging conflicts, and they're nonpartisan. They're not left or right. They're not pro-war or anti-war. 1,300,000. That war was a fraud and a lie. And I hear some drunk call in, sounded like the same guy, going, Obama is a traitor. because he dare questions Crystal and questions Petraeus, and he dare questions all these different individuals, and he's not allowed to question. And see, that creates an automatic fake choice. And listen, to dumb down left-wingers and dumb down right-wingers, you may like going through life being conned and being scammed, but I'll assure you I've done the homework, and you are being scammed. You're being laughed at by the social engineers. So for just a second, put down your coffee mug that's got an American flag on it, and for just a minute, stop staring at your American flag lapel. See, you're worshiping a symbol, but what that flag symbolizes is almost completely gone. See, there are those of us that actually support what the flag used to symbolize in the past. So, I mean, if you like being a schmuck, like the town elders in Hardin, being scammed by a well-known felon con artist, and I understand, you're into your delusion, and you're into being scammed. I understand that. And you're not going to wake up. But I'm just pointing you out to everybody else. I mean, you really are a sad excuse for a human being. And you take the flu shot when they tell you to, and you do everything you're told. You're in to being a dutiful, dog-like person. You know, people have dogs, and if you take your dog out in the field and tell it to sit and put a shotgun to its head and blow its head off, it's going to love you to the minute those BBs fly through its brain. And it's the same thing with liberals and conservatives. You're all sucking off a different flavor of poison Kool-Aid provided to you by the same Jim Jones Kool-Aid salesman known as the New World Order. I mean, it's really elementary and simple. But let me explain how this works. They have to have division. The first thing the social engineers have to do is divide and conquer the American people. And their favorite way to do it is along the lines of left and right. So how are they going to get the left that sees that Obama's increased contractors in Iraq, took 50,000 troops out of Iraq, and put them in Afghanistan and Pakistan and surrounding areas? There's an actual buildup of overall troops in the region, Central Asia and Middle East. And they rotated some out, but rotated fresh ones in. Now, how are they going to make the American people, who are 75% or higher, depending on the poll, that's a low poll, against these wars, how are they going to make you go along with it? Well, instead of having the debate about why are we in Afghanistan that no one since Alexander the Great could conquer, the Russians couldn't conquer it in 8 years, we've been there 8 years, why are we there? Instead of having a debate about that, they make it a debate about, do we only have 20,000 more troops and 25,000 more contractors, or do we have 60,000 more troops in three more 20,000 increments over the next year? So see, they falsely set the parameter about how many troops do we increase instead of why are we there? And there was a UN document came out about 6 years ago. It was in major Australian papers for some reason, and it was a big UN meeting in Australia, and they said, we're going to have a world government. And they admitted in this lengthy Sydney Morning Herald piece, and it was in, again, several other papers, but that was the big lengthy one, about a choice in global governance. I think that was in the headline, but the point is, they said the people don't want world government. But we all know it's needed for the environment and the earth and for world peace, blah, 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 eugenics. Enter the word eugenics in the blank. And so what we need to do is make it a choice between a left-wing world government and a right-wing world government. The right-wing world government will be symbolized by George W. Bush, and the left-wing will be symbolized by the United Nations. And they went on to say, we know the 15-member Security Council really runs everything, and so we'll call that the right-wing UN. And then we'll have the left-wing UN be the General Assembly that has absolutely no power. It's a debating society. And they sit there in a huge article in the Australian news admitting everything I already knew. But the point is, this is how they do it. See, nobody wants a world government. Over 90% in those polls. People aren't stupid. They know that means another layer of taxes and regulation. And all it is a group of private bank con artists, just like the con artists from American Police Force, who's now changed their name to throw everybody off the corporate documents. They just come into town, take over, everybody bows down to them. Once your local government's signed on to the scam, they're not going to ever pull out because they're not going to admit they're wrong. Same thing here. Same microcosm. You got private banks in 1945 at the Presidio Naval Base in California, San Francisco, set up the UN, openly say it's to carry out world government. They said at the time that the five-member Security Council would have all the real power and that nobody else would have any power. And they said they would sell this on a way to control the third world and carry out eugenics. And they did. And so they have our media attack the UN and say it's communist and say it's going to take over and get us and, oh, it's taking over America. Uh-uh, that's not what's happening. America, the Anglo-American establishment, the U.S. and England, set up the United Nations. They run it through the Security Council, and once a country's totally taken over by the New World Order, they get to join, and that's how the Security Council keeps expanding. Once you're totally controlled by Rothschild, Rockefeller, Saxe-Coburg, Gotha interest, you get to enter it. Once you've got a National Security Council dictatorship under the same laws, same continuity of government, same systems, once you adopt the same rules, that's how we get the same CPS rules. No babysitting allowed nationwide or worldwide in the same countries in the same day. That's how they start putting cameras in new parents' homes. Same week, 6 months ago, in the U.S., England, Canada, Germany, everywhere. We get secure head start, they get Secure Start or Fast Start. Same name, same rules, same bureaucracy. It's a world government openly running everything. And there's so many tricks they play. I want to write a book or make a film just to, like, with their top 100 tricks and just describe each trick, because I've learned these tricks watching them and then reading psychological warfare manuals. This is all public. They're laughing at you. They publish articles how they manipulate you. The New York Times 3 or 4 months ago had a big article saying, oh, everybody knows the Earth's cooling now. It's really the sun. But we still got to, quote, save the Earth. And this is the way to do it. So it's the noble lie. And so we're going to say our deteriorating atmosphere and that the ocean is going to turn into acid. And then now you see that all over the news every night. They even brag with their talking points. This is a disgusting joke. So how do you get the left and right to fight with each other? You claim that Obama's anti-war when he's increasing both the major wars. But by having the fake right wing come out and attacking, the left then goes, hey, he said he's going to put 60,000 in over the next year. Oh, but the generals want 60,000 now. Oh my gosh, he's such a communist. He's going to get us. Oh no, it's so terrible. Oh my gosh. All left cover. As if the military's going to give speeches bashing him without permission. As if any of that is going on. This is meant to sucker the left that was starting to truly wake up and say no to the war. And Ron Paul, don't forget, a few months ago, he goes to the CPAC, the big conservative yearly meeting, 5,000 people in the ballroom, Rush Limbaugh in the ballroom, Ron Paul, one of the keynote speakers, he gets up and says, Republicans are anti-war. We're sick of it. It's a fraud. It's a lie. And standing ovation bigger than Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity's. We ought to pull that video up for when we go live next hour. Now, that, ladies and gentlemen, is the issue. How do they get Republicans to support war when the average Republican is not a moron and doesn't support it? You make the evil communist liberals be against it. The ones that want your guns and the ones that want open borders. You know, all those legitimate things they want that are bad. And you just tag on, yeah, we're pro-gun and pro-sovereignty and pro-American, pro-tax cuts and pro-war. They kind of throw that, you know what, in the punch bowl, thinking you're going to want that fruit punch and ignore what's floating around the middle of it. They think you're stupid. You know, I got emails. I got some last night. How dare you say our troops are over there to guard opium? It's admitted that opium's up now 13-fold its previous record, and the troops guard the opium fields. And they say, well, this is how we get the local farmers to be our friends. We let them bring it to fruition. Yeah, and ship it to local banks that launder the money. That's why it's all over our streets. If I hear about one more SWAT team raid of stupid heroin heads, I'm going to think I'm going to smash something around my office. You cops, you're not stupid either. You know that's crap shipped in here. And all you moron young people, don't ever use opiates. Don't ever use the government's filthy drugs. What is your problem? So our troops are over there dying, getting their arms and legs blown off for smack, so your daughter can run it up her veins. Got it?
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got a mother coming up who's been told by the government she's not allowed to ever have the kids over for lunch or breakfast. Doesn't matter if the neighborhood parents like their kids visiting. You're not allowed to have association in America without a government license. And I'm going to tie it into the master plan coming up. I also want to get more into the war. The sick psychology of we've got to send more troops into the meat grinder or you don't support the troops that are on the ground instead of let's get out of there. It's not cutting and running. There's always going to be wars in Afghanistan and that they're always going to continue killing each other, just like Mexico is, as long as drugs are being grown there. That's the big dirty secret. It's a war over opium. That's the main reason, $500 billion a year. And if your Western banks that are in intelligence agencies laundering that money, you can loan it out at least 10 times. So what's 10 times 500 billion? That's 5 trillion via fractional reserve banking. $5 trillion a year. Tax-free. Now you know why the troops are there, and they're going to continue to be there, getting their arms and legs blown off, because they are not going to let the Chinese and the Pakistanis ship the drugs in and have to pay a cut. They're going to directly take control of the entire chain from the Afghan valleys and poppy fields directly into your 18-year-old daughter, who's now a hooker at the topless bar, to get her heroin injections. Directly from the poppy fields guarded by the troops to your son or daughter's veins. That's how this works. Hoorah! And if you're not for it, you're an evil communist. Remember that. All right, I want to go to Robert, Rick, Jason, Gary, Dan, and others. We're going to start going to you. Our guest is only on for one segment with us, the mother. But I'm going to start taking your calls in the next segment before she gets on with us and then after. And we're going to get into the flu, huge developments there. Going to get into the economy, big developments there. It's all coming up today. And plenty of time to take your calls. We only have one guest today, so we can take a lot of calls. I do want to just let listeners know that every film I've made gets a little better than the last. And Obama Deception is the biggest film I've ever made. Most views online, most DVDs out there, people taking it, an incredible activist with it. Just amazing jobs. And it's still a great tool to shatter the left-right paradigm. A very important film. Please get it on DVD at InfoWars.com. You can get it discounted at InfoWars.com when you order it with Fall of the Republic. You can also get one of the Obama Joker poster shirts while supplies last. We're going to discontinue it after it's done just so it's a special item. When they're sold out, you can order it with my new film, Fall of the Republic. That'll be shipping on or before the 21st of October on DVD. It'll also be in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. So if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, renew it. You get the live simulcast of the radio show we do, the archives in high quality, the audio archives, the video archives, all my other films in high quality, other special reports, expanded extras just for PrisonPlanet.tv members. PrisonPlanet.tv, or you can call toll-free to get Fall of the Republic, 888-253-3139. The back of the film reads, America's Last Stand, Fall of the Republic documents how an offshore corporate cartel is bankrupting the U.S. economy by design. Leaders are now declaring that world government has arrived and the dollar will be replaced with a new world currency. President Obama has brazenly violated Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution by seating himself at the head of the United Nations Security Council, thus becoming the first U.S. president to chair the world body. A scientific dictatorship is in its final stages of completion, and laws protecting basic human rights are being abolished worldwide. An iron curtain of high-tech tyranny is now descending over the planet. That's just some of what this film, Fall of the Republic, covers. It is my best work. Available at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.